Am I on? Okay, this time I'm on. How you all doing? I'm not sure. You know, the first, when I came on stage earlier on, I was screaming yesterday. Was it yesterday? It's like it happened like 2 weeks ago. Huh? Wonderful. Can we give ourselves a round of applause? Fantastic. How's it been? How's it been for you? I can't hear. How's it been for you? It's been wonderful? That's the feedback I've received. That's the feedback I've received, that it's been a great experience. The Next Tech 2017 has been a great experience for everyone, for our partners, our customers, the developers, the students, you know, everyone who has participated in this event seems to have gotten something out of it. You know, I think we've been able to exercise our intellectual muscles over the last 2 days. You know, there's been all forms of connection, all forms of engagement. I've seen discussions happen on the side. There's been incredible outcome from this event, you know, and we're very pleased and excited that this happened. This has gone, you know, there's been a lot of sleepless nights, you know, from a number of Microsoft people. And it's not easy, especially when you're trying to collaborate with the guys in Seattle who really helped in designing this and putting this event together alongside the local team in Kenya. You know, so we're very, very excited about, you know, the outcome of this event and, you know, what it's doing for, you know, the partners and our customers and all of that. I think there's been a lot of education that has happened, you know, around our technology. We're hoping that there will be businesses that will come out of it. You know, yesterday, Bambo announced the Windows Insider. I'm sure that a number of you will be applying for that initiative. I expect us to beat Nigeria. There was 5,000 that applied. I'm hoping that we will get 20,000 since it's East Africa. Yeah? So let me go through the day and let me give you my personal experience. I haven't been in any session, okay? And that's the truth. I've been in side meetings. I've had customer meetings. I've been engaging. So I'm not sure how much I've gotten personally out of this event. You know, it's been one meeting after the other. I'm meeting with the minister. I'm meeting with this person and that person, one customer. But I asked one of my colleagues to give me, you know, just a synopsis of what happened over the last 2 days in all the side meetings that have taken place. You know, and we carefully designed the 2 days, you know, around, you know, different initiatives. And I think on the first day we kicked off, if you recall, with Tony Towns Wiley, corporate VP, who talked about, you know, digital transformation and the impact of the cloud. And, you know, talked about, you know, the fact that, you know, we need to ensure that we get locally relevant examples to show how we utilize cloud services. And I think she brought up M-Copper as an example and Winsenga as an example of what they had done in Uganda, you know, which was really, really great examples of local applications or local solutions that we're doing in Africa, you know. Then Bamba talked about, you know, Winsider for Good, okay, which was launched. I think that was great as well. And we saw the great example, you know, that was powerful. You want to be the president of Nigeria? Is that still a dream? Huh, Yinka? That was fantastic, you know, from Yinka, you know, who really came up here and, you know, shared his perspective and how that has really benefited him, you know, and he's gotten a business out of this. So was very excited about that. Then we had the panels. There seem to have been lots of panel discussions. I saw one just now around technology and education. You know, I saw the great example. Thank you, Kyria, for facilitating that. That was fantastic, you know. And the panelists, you know, what a great job that was done across board. There's been many panels, you know. There was Liquid and Aikolo who talked about data centers, the local data centers that are being built here in Africa. As we know, Microsoft thinks about the public cloud and also the private cloud. You know, we have solutions for both, you know, and we engage on both, okay? There are different countries that say, oh, I don't want my data out of the country, okay? And for those who say that, we serve them with private cloud, okay? And for those who are okay, you know, with their data in a public arena, as you know, Microsoft is investing hugely, you know, in data centers across the globe. And we're doing a lot in that area based on our cloud service and our cloud direction. Then there was, I believe there was a lot of conversation around, you know, the For Africa opportunities and some of the startups that have come out of For Africa and some of the investments that have been made. You guys have seen. So it's possible, you know, these things are real, very real. It's not a pie in the sky. It's something that we can really make happen. You know, just have a dream and you can make it happen. You know, that's what this is all about. And day two, there's a guy called Ranga, our CVP. You know, he talked about machine learning, you know, IoT and all of the emerging technologies and how we can utilize that. Some of our partners spoke about the intelligent applications on Azure. You know, M-Copa, I believe, gave a very great example around that. You know, then I understand a guy called Scott talked about integrating computing and IoT in his personal life and gave some personal experiences around how he's doing that. You know, managing his health, you know, through personal devices and IoT, you know. These are great examples. Then I went upstairs a few minutes ago, just at 4 o'clock to be precise, and I went and saw the whole experience on virtual reality, mixed reality, and those type of technologies that I imagine. And I think that's, you asked the question, that's the future of education. That's the future of healthcare. You know, it gives you a whole 3D perspective, and you're immersed in it. And I feel that, you know, the opportunities for technology into the future is huge. You know, I don't think we've seen the breakthroughs yet. You know, there are lots of stuff that we could do in Africa and through this emerging technology. So I'm very excited with the content, the richness of the content, the engagement. I've seen businesses that have emerged from this meeting. People have exchanged cards. People are collaborating. Some people signed MOUs yesterday. Some people signed agreements yesterday. Deals are being made. So let's clap for ourselves once again. I sat back and I was asking, what could we have done differently? But I think that's also an important point to raise. It's not all great and fantastic and all. What could we have done differently in this whole process? And I picked someone and I said, what do you think we could have done differently? You know, and he said to me, listen, we've had a lot of back-to-back meetings. You know, I mean, one meeting to the other, you know, there's been no time, you know, for proper maybe debriefing or networking, you know, and all. And maybe we can include that or integrate that into the agenda going into you know, the next iteration of this or something, you know, those type of things, you know. So it's been And I'm sure we will probably get a lot more feedback around the things we can do differently. There's a feedback form, right? I hope. Duni? Yeah? The feedback form. So there will be feedback forms that will be given, and we will be able to, you know, share the feedback, you know, that you have in terms of how we can improve on this event, you know, the next time. It will be remiss of me if I do not start by really, really thanking some very special individuals who have put this together, you know, have worked tirelessly, you know, across board. I can't name all of them, you know, and please don't hang me if I don't call your name, you know, especially from the guys from Seattle. There's Duni, there's Tammy, there's Winga, there's Kazim, there's Patrick, you know, a number of you guys skips my mind right now in terms of all those who have engaged. I'm trying to look at the back, you know, but the yes, there's Ayuba, I can see you there, you know. So my mind is all over the place right now. Because there is Benga, there is Tommy. So there are a number of people who have really worked tirelessly to ensure that this event happened. Nikki, thank you for all the logistics, you know, planning, getting the people together, the fine details. I mean, tons of emails that has been sent, late night meetings, and all of that. Because this is a logistics phenomenon in terms of just getting everybody under one roof and coordinating this thing, you know. And I'm glad that it turned out the way it's turned out. You know, people seem to have gotten value, you know, out of the engagements and out of the discussions over the last 2 days. So thank you very much for that. I also would like to thank our local team. There's been a number of our resources in Kenya who have really, really engaged over the last 2 days. And not just over the last 2 days, I'd say, you know, just in planning this whole session. You know, our local team, there's been accounts managers, there's been, you know, the support team, a number of them. So thank you very much, you know, for all the support that you have put into this event and making it a success. And also thank you very much to Harry, who has been the MC. You know, you've done a splendid job. Thank you very much for the work that you've done, you know, over the last 2 days. You know, really value your time. So what are we going to do next? We're going to ensure that all of this learning, you know, all of these initiatives that you have come up with. Yeah, before I forget, my young friends from the university. Can you just stand up, please? Can you just stand up? I'm not putting you on the spot. Right over there, I can see you. I can see you. Yeah. So I asked them, I said, what have you, they're from university, there's Strathmore University and which other one? What's the other one? Sorry? Technical, yes, university as well. Great year two university students, computer science. You know, I asked them, what have you learned? They said machine learning, they said IoT, you know, big data, the whole works. And so I'm very excited, and I'm sure that there are many of them like that out there that have come through this whole exercise. I'm very excited. You can sit down. Thank you very much, you know, for the work that you've, for at least listening and being engaged over the last 2 days. So with that, you know, ensure that you fill out the feedback forms, yeah? And also, I would like to also thank the panelists, all the panelists and the moderators. I think they did an incredible job in terms of moderating all of the sessions, and the panelists in terms of preparing, you know, and all the presenters as well. You know, thank you very much, you know, for all of that. Incredible 2 days once again. And I wish everyone, especially for those who are traveling very far back to West Africa or Uganda, Ethiopia, Tanzania, within the region, and those traveling back to the US, I wish you a safe journey back to your various countries. And those in Nairobi or within the counties, I wish you a safe journey back home. God bless you, and thank you very much.
Kunle Awosika. Thank you very much, Kunle. Just to tell you that if you fill this out, don't give it out or don't leave it on the seat. There's somebody who will pick it out from you at the door, and you'll get a swag bag. So make sure you fill it up. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and have a good evening. See you next. When is next Tech 2018?